In the past 36 hours, three more cases of shots fired at motorists have been reported in Franklin County, just south of Columbus, Ohio. Police have linked one of those incidents to a series of serial shootings along the highway. It brings the total now to 20. Last night, investigators arrested a suspect who had a cache of weapons in his car following one of these incidents, but police would not confirm the arrest was directly related to the series of highway gunshots. Valerie Walston is a reporter for the NBC station in Columbus. She says this afternoon the task force investigating the shootings briefed reporters.
In this briefing this afternoon, Chief Deputy Steve Martin of the Franklin County Sheriff's Office linked one of those shootings so far. It could take time if the other ones are linked to this highway shooter. It could take time for those tests to come back. One was linked. It was 12:45 a.m. on Thursday. A driver saw a person standing in the shadows in front of a parked car on an overpass over Interstate 71 on the far south side of Franklin County, far away from the other shootings that have taken place on I-270. We saw the figure. This person fired upon his car. The bullets hit the hood. It ricocheted up into the windshield, into the passenger side. Luckily, no one was hurt. The sheriff's office and investigators today linked that shooting to 19 other shootings, bringing the total up to 20 shootings. They linked it by shell casings that were found. There were two shell casings found on the overpass, and supposedly a fingerprint was found there, but Chief Deputy Steve Martin won't get into details about that.
And since the motorist was able to actually get a look at the vehicle, do they have any other information that might lead to an arrest?
Not that investigators are sharing with the media right now. The motorist did say that the person sped off in a vehicle, and the vehicle had rectangular taillights, and that was all the information.
What can you tell us about the other shootings that have happened recently?
Okay, on Thursday night, it was on the west side of Columbus. It may be an unrelated case of road rage. A motorist was driving. He was getting off of Interstate 270, and shots were fired upon his Chevy Suburban. Now, it could have been a case of road rage because there was a white Pontiac Bonneville following very closely. When the guy went to get off the highway, this Bonneville pulled up beside him. Shots were fired from the back seat into, four shots were fired into his Chevy Suburban. Now, later on that night, maybe 2 hours later, a house just 1,000 yards from where that happened, that a house was fired upon. Bullets were found, shell casings also found in that area. And then, interestingly enough, overnight, that Pontiac Bonneville was caught. The driver of that Bonneville was caught after a short police chase.
But police right now are not saying or not confirming that the person arrested in that case is related to this series of shootings?
They are not saying that right now. They refuse comment. They were very short about it, refuse comment on that. But the person who was arrested driving that car after the chase was wearing a bulletproof vest, and there was a cache of weapons found in that car, including an AK-47. Now, all of the shootings that have taken place have happened with a very powerful weapon. There was another person in that car. That person fled on foot. But the shooter has moved off away from 270, like this one that just happened yesterday on 71. That's as far south of this as the shooter has traveled, which makes it, you know, pretty scary for motorists around here because law enforcement, they've done all that they could. They put cameras on poles around 270. So in essence, they might have sent this shooter away from 270 out farther into the community.
Well, this must really be a city that's on edge at this point. This has been going on for several months.
They are. Over the holidays, around December 15th, two school buses were shot. Those were linked geographically to the other shootings. And then there was a lull over the holidays, and we kind of thought maybe after the holidays someone would report somebody that they know who may have been involved. No such luck. Shooting started again on January 11th when another vehicle was fired upon. So, yeah, it's kind of like now, where do you go? Where are you safe?
Natalie, thanks for talking to us.
No problem. Thank you.
Natalie Walston is a reporter for News Channel 4, the NBC station in Columbus, Ohio.